Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, December 14, 2024.
Trump team's plans for bank regulators. Donald Trump's transition team is considering significant changes to bank regulation in Washington, D.C. They are looking into the possibility of combining the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation with the Treasury Department. This move aims to improve how the government operates. However, any changes would need approval from Congress. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation plays an important role in safeguarding people's money in U.S. banks, helping to ensure economic stability.
Upbound Group acquires Brigit. Upbound Group, based in Plano, Texas, is acquiring Brigit, a fintech company, for $460 million. This deal includes $325 million in cash and shares. Brigit assists individuals with poor credit ratings in managing their finances. The acquisition aims to broaden Upbound's range of products and enhance access to financial services. Currently, Brigit serves nearly 2 million engaged customers. The deal is expected to be finalized in the first quarter of 2025.
Indonesia's election proposal. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto has suggested removing one of the country's two elections. This proposal aims to cut costs and use the savings to improve schools. Currently, Indonesia holds separate elections for national and regional leaders. Prabowo's idea reflects a desire to simplify the election process. The country, known for its diverse population, is actively discussing how it is governed and the role of democracy.
ECB plans further rate cuts in 2025. The European Central Bank, based in Frankfurt, Germany, is set to lower interest rates again in 2025. François Villeroy de Galhau, a key decision maker at the bank, mentioned that they feel confident about market predictions for future rates. Recently, the bank reduced rates by a quarter of a percent, bringing the deposit rate down to 3%. This move comes as the Eurozone faces economic issues, including political unrest and potential trade disputes with the United States. The bank is looking to help the economy, expecting inflation to level out at 2% by early 2025.
Charges against former Syrian prison official. A federal grand jury in Los Angeles has accused a former Syrian prison official of torture. Samir al-Sheikh, who is 72 years old, was in charge of Damascus Central Prison in Syria from 2005 to 2008. The claims against him include ordering and personally inflicting extreme suffering on political prisoners. According to the U.S. Justice Department, this torture was intended to discourage opposition to the government of former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Al-Sheikh is also accused of lying to obtain a U.S. green card, which allows for permanent residence. This case brings attention to ongoing civil rights violations in Syria.
Impact of Trump's deportation plans on restaurants. President-elect Donald Trump is set to put strict deportation rules into action, which could greatly affect the restaurant industry in the U.S. Restaurant owners and economists are worried about rising labor costs and higher menu prices. Many restaurants count on immigrant workers, and these deportations might lead to workforce shortages. Despite these challenges, Wall Street remains hopeful, believing the overall impact will be limited. This situation is reminiscent of the struggles faced during the COVID-19 pandemic when many restaurants had trouble staying open.
UK government reduces stake in NatWest Bank. The UK government has lowered its stake in NatWest Bank to just under 10%, moving closer to fully selling off its shares. Previously, the government held an 11% stake. NatWest was nationalized in 2008 during the global financial crisis, when it was 84% owned by taxpayers. The government plans to completely sell its shares by 2026. This year, NatWest shares have risen sharply by about 85%, reaching their highest level since 2011. The current stake of 9.9% is the lowest since the bank was nationalized. This move shows that other European governments are also selling their bank shares to take advantage of rising prices.
Climate change hearings at the World Court. The International Court of Justice in The Hague, Netherlands, has just finished hearings on climate change. The court is set to decide whether wealthy nations are legally responsible for the climate damage impacting small island nations. Around 100 countries and groups participated in these hearings. Tuvalu, a small island nation in the Pacific Ocean, warned that rising sea levels could cause it to disappear. The court's decision, expected in 2025, could influence future climate change legal cases around the globe.
CATL's support for suppliers. CATL, a leading battery technology company from China, is stepping up to assist its suppliers by providing funding. This initiative aims to enhance innovation in battery materials and tools. With the ongoing competition over electric vehicle prices impacting the supply chain, CATL plans to cover some costs for developing new technologies and will make advance payments for projects. This strategy is designed to ensure technological progress and strengthen partnerships with its suppliers.
Impact of tariffs on the U.S. trucking industry. President-elect Donald Trump is set to impose tariffs on major trade partners like China, Mexico, and Canada. Experts warn that these tariffs could harm the U.S. transportation industry, which is worth $1.7 trillion. The trucking sector has already been struggling with a recession for nearly 3 years. While these tariffs might create jobs, they could also lead to higher prices for buyers. The trucking industry plays a vital role in the economy by transporting goods across the United States. Increased costs from tariffs could result in lower consumer spending, which may ultimately affect overall economic growth.
Canada's cooperation with the U.S. ahead of elections. Canadian officials are exploring ways to collaborate with the United States as the presidential election draws near. Their focus includes key areas like nuclear energy, supply chain security, and carbon capture technologies. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced that Industry Minister François-Philippe Champagne and Trade Minister Mary Ng will work alongside Kirsten Hillman, the ambassador to Washington. Their aim is to strengthen Canada's ties with the U.S., regardless of the election outcome. They are preparing for various possible scenarios and keeping an eye on potential policy changes. Concerns have emerged over former President Donald Trump's threat to impose a 25% tax on goods coming from Canada to the U.S., which could greatly impact trade and economic relations between the two countries.
European stocks decline amid economic concerns. European stocks fell on Friday, ending a three-week winning streak. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 index dropped by 0.1% and is expected to close the week down by 0.3%. Investors are looking for clarity on interest rate cuts in the Eurozone due to worries about slowing economic growth and potential trade conflicts. The European Central Bank, known as the ECB, announced its fourth rate cut this year. ECB decision-maker François Villeroy de Galhau suggested that more rate cuts could happen next year, with traders expecting reductions of 115 basis points. Now, all eyes are on France, where President Emmanuel Macron is set to name a new prime minister. Meanwhile, the U.S. Federal Reserve will hold a policy meeting next week, with expectations for another rate cut.
Affirm partners with Sixth Street for $4 billion loan deal. Affirm Holdings, a company based in the U.S., is partnering with Sixth Street, a private credit firm. Sixth Street is investing $4 billion in loans over the next 3 years. This funding will help Affirm provide temporary loans that last between 4 and 6 months. Once these loans are paid back, the funds will be reinvested into new loans. Over the three-year period, this deal could result in more than $20 billion in loans. The loan sale is expected to start in 2025.
McKinsey settles opioid investigation. McKinsey & Company will pay $650 million to settle a government investigation in the United States. This inquiry focused on the firm's consulting work with Purdue Pharma, the maker of the opioid painkiller OxyContin. The settlement comes as former partner Martin Elling prepares to admit guilt for interfering with justice. This case highlights the ongoing challenges of the opioid crisis in the U.S.
Britain, Italy, and Japan collaborate on stealth jet project. Britain, Italy, and Japan are joining forces to create a joint venture aimed at developing a sophisticated stealth aircraft. This initiative, known as the Global Combat Air Program, seeks to produce a replacement for the Eurofighter jet, which will be retired by 2040. This partnership comes as European countries increase their military budgets in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and rising threats from China. This announcement represents a significant advancement from an agreement made in 2022 and emphasizes the importance of defense cooperation among these nations.
Stellantis CEO resigns amid strategy conflicts. Carlos Tavares has stepped down as CEO of Stellantis, a major car manufacturer based in Amsterdam, Netherlands. His resignation took effect on December 1, 2024. Tavares mentioned conflicts with the board about the company's strategy as the reason for his departure. Stellantis employs 250,000 people and announced revenues of 190 billion euros, which is roughly $201 billion. Tavares's exit raises concerns about the future direction of the company and its ambitious goals.
U.S. and China renew science agreement. On December 13, 2024, the United States and China extended their science cooperation agreement, which has been active for 45 years. This important contract, known as the U.S.-China Science Agreement, introduces new safety protocols to address national security issues. It allows for collaboration in various scientific fields, including sharing information on earthquakes and weather. This renewal comes amid ongoing debates in the U.S., where some Republican leaders have expressed their opposition.
Trump's team in talks for peace with Ukraine. President-elect Donald Trump's team is talking with the White House and leaders from Ukraine. Their main goal is to create a plan to end the current conflict with Russia. These discussions focus on the urgent need for a peace proposal, as Trump highlights the sad losses on both sides. Since the conflict began in 2014, the situation in Ukraine has drawn significant international attention. What happens in these talks could greatly influence future U.S. foreign policy and international relations.
Liquid AI secures $250 million investment. Liquid AI, a new company based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, has secured $250 million in its initial investment round. The funding was led by Advanced Micro Devices, commonly known as AMD, a key player in the technology sector. Liquid AI focuses on creating smaller and more effective AI systems for various fields, including consumer electronics and biotechnology. This significant investment will enable Liquid AI to improve its business systems and develop tailored services for companies.
Databricks nears record funding. Databricks, a software company based in San Francisco, California, is on the verge of securing a record $9.5 billion in investment from venture capitalists. This funding round has attracted nearly twice as many investors, indicating strong interest. The company also plans to borrow an additional $4.5 billion, which includes a $2.5 billion term loan. With these investments, Databricks is expected to reach a value of over $60 billion, with shares priced at $92.50 each. Specializing in data analytics, Databricks aims to leverage this significant investment to accelerate its growth in the tech industry.
U.S. introduces new rules on AI chip exports. The U.S. government is set to roll out new rules to control the export of AI chips. Major companies like Google and Microsoft will manage who can access these chips. This initiative aims to prevent China from using high-tech tools for military purposes. The new regulations will be announced soon, as officials work to simplify the approval process for AI chip exports. The Biden administration is focused on protecting technology from potential dangers and ensuring national security.
Yellen's warning to the Trump administration. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has a crucial message for the new Trump administration. Avoid getting involved in how banks are managed. She stressed the importance of keeping strong regulations in place to prevent financial crises. Yellen highlighted the need to monitor banks' capital and the risks they take. Since she took office in January 2021, she has been vocal about these issues as the administration prepares to begin its work in Washington, D.C.
Economic concerns in Canada due to U.S. tariff plans. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland of Canada is expressing worry about financial unpredictability related to Donald Trump's presidency. She believes the United States is attempting to create uncertainty in other countries to discourage investment. Freeland emphasized that Canada needs to be proactive in attracting capital, Trump has announced plans to impose a 25% tariff on all imports from Canada starting in January. In response, Ontario Premier Doug Ford stated that Canada is preparing counter-tariffs and may restrict electricity exports from Ontario. This situation raises serious concerns about the future of trade ties between Canada and the United States.
U.S. sanctions on Serbian oil company. The United States is set to introduce financial penalties against the Serbian oil company NIS, which is mainly owned by Russian firms Gazprom Neft and Gazprom. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić announced these sanctions, which are expected to interrupt oil shipments from Croatia. This decision comes in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and Serbia's ongoing ties with Russia. Gazprom Neft controls about half of NIS, while Gazprom owns around 6%. The Serbian government has roughly 30% ownership of the company. This situation highlights Serbia's heavy dependence on Russian gas and the challenges it faces in managing international relations.
Tim Cook meets Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Apple CEO Tim Cook is scheduled to meet with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump on Friday night at Mar-a-Lago, a resort in Florida. The goal of this meeting is to build a good relationship between business leaders and the new administration. Recently, Meta Platforms and Amazon each donated $1 million to Trump's inauguration fund. This meeting comes after Trump's election win in November, with plans for him to officially assume office in January 2021.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.